It's about 7:15 on Monday, and we're back at the house now after climbing at Kid Goat. We had a pretty good day. We were able to get onto Twilight Zone. That's a 4-pitch 5-6. All in all, it probably took us about 3 hours to get there, even though I guess an aggressive team could probably get there in about an hour. We tried to follow the Bow Valley guidebook that tells you to go through the landfill, but we got yelled at and got kicked out, so we had to go around it, which wasn't too big of a problem. I think that's actually the preferred approach. Once we got to the climb, you know, we had a little trouble finding it, so it was probably about 11 o'clock before we got on it. All in all, it really wasn't too bad, and the guidebook had, you know, pretty good directions getting there. Pitch one was only 5-5. Nothing too exciting there as far as climbing. The gear was, well, there wasn't much of it, so it was definitely pretty run out. But all the belays were bolted, which was nice. And then pitch two started with some interesting climbing. Had a left face and corner that really ate some gear. Excuse me, a right face and corner. It really ate some gear. Then I had a nice crux where you had to get onto this slab with like a hand the fist crack in it. Pretty tricky. You know, there was kind of a blind little tiny right face and corner that you kind of would side pull on, and then just delicate footwork to get onto some smears. And then the crack took some good gear, got in a number 2 and a number 3 Camelot. People say that you don't need a lot of big gear there, but I put the number 3 in and the number 4 in. I think it leaped both of them on 2 pitches. So pitch 2 was definitely a solid pitch. That was at 5-6. And then pitch 3 again comes at 5-6. And this was probably not the best climbing, but the most mentally stressful. This had a crux move. It was a really delicate far reach right. And you had a bolt right around your waist, and you throw a 2-footer on it, so your beaner's down by your knee or ankle, so you're not going to whip that far, so it's not too bad. But you got this nice flake on your left hand and decent feet, but then you got to get your feet up and right, and there's just no right hand at all. So you lean way out, and you can get this little pincher, and just really delicately, you know, step up. So that was some good climbing. And I figured once that crux was done, you know, it was all downhill from there. But the climb, that pitch just kept coming at you there. But we finished it. And then we couldn't hear each other because Sandy was kind of in a cave there. So there's no way that I could yell down or she could even yell up. So after a little confusion, we actually got her own belay. And she climbed up that with not too many problems. Then the last pitch, was supposed to go down the 5-5 there. Basically didn't take any gear. Actually, what did I do? I think I put a green alien up high. But basically just had a bunch of pins. 5 or 6 pins. It was like a sport route almost. And I had a pin right around my waist when I had a key smear slip off. And I thought I was going to pop, but luckily I stayed on there. Then once we got to the top, you know, that was 150 meters. So I guess we're looking at 450 feet. Once we got to the top, we picked up this trail heading north and followed it down, just as the guidebook said. The climb, the 4 pitches, took us probably about 5 hours, which isn't the fastest pace, but I think we moved pretty well. The descent actually wound up taking about 2 hours to hook up with the trail down bottom again, because you had to, you know, go all the way across Kid Goat to meet Nanny Goat. And we crossed this gully, and then there was some down climbing. You know, they say fourth class. Sandy didn't have any problems with it, but I don't know. I thought it was a little, you know, something I didn't want to, I would rather be roped up for, but because the loose rock, you got to be careful. But, you know, we got down, and we got the packs. Then all in all, we got out of there about, 7 o'clock. So we only got in 4 pitches, you know, in the day, but there was some decent climbing, you know, definitely very alpine feel. You really had to test the rock before you'd commit to handholds, and you know, just a lot of route finding and stuff like that. But that Bow Valley guidebook was right on. I mean, the topo was great, the descriptions were perfect. Definitely that guidebook, we wouldn't have been so lost without it. And then Sandy's pretty beat after all that hiking, so we're not sure about tomorrow. I'd like to get on this 10-pitch slab climb. It only goes at, you know, right now they're calling it a 4+. So it's probably not too bad. But 10 pitches, you know, they're almost rope length. So I guess it's maybe 1,500 feet. It's supposed to be spectacular, but I think it has a bit of an approach to it. So, you know, if I get my way, we'll do that. But otherwise, we'll probably be hitting up Lake Louise, which is a real popular crag here. Mostly sport, but it has some trad. So I'll see about the trad.